The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Now, this story through the week. Now, Cate Blanchett, who's appearing in a new film called Carol, she's revealed she's had many intimate relationships with women in the past. Now, in this case, Carol, she plays a bisexual woman. And during an interview with Variety magazine, she was asked whether this was her first turn as a lesbian. She gave
Hang on. Yeah, there it is. He said it with a plea again.
What?
Can you pick up on that?
Oh, give up, Vince. It's got to be, mate. Lesbian.
Not lesbian.
Now, she says, when she gave the interviewer a coy smile, she's replied on film or in real life. Not expecting the revelation, the interviewer has gone forward with further detail, asking if she'd had relationships with women, and Blanchett simply replied, yes, many times, but declined to elaborate
further.
Tell
you what, I've just taken a new interest in Cate Blanchett.
Oh, God. Well, now's when you should be playing that I kissed a girl and I liked it.
That's right.
Well, I think it's a bit more... This is my take on it, having had this discussion. I actually think it's a bit more prevalent in the female society. I think it might happen more than we think.
Yeah, so I probably agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that.
I think it's terrific. I've seen all their videos. I reckon they're
great. Oh, Vince. So anyway, that's the revelation. But again, can you imagine what this does for publicity for the film? You drop something like that in and suddenly then the story goes around the world and people are waiting to see this Carol. They'll think it's 60 Shades of Grey.
It's probably... It could be manufactured, couldn't it?
Of course it could.
It's the Russell Crowe model of publicising, isn't it? Yeah. Doing something outrageous just as your film
comes
out.
A lot of young pop singers have done it for years, you know, pretended they're bisexual or lesbian to...
Was Robbie Williams pretending?
No, female ones I was referring to.
Right, okay.
Now, I've just had a thought. I might do it now, and so I'm having a relationship with a girl, and tickets to Anything Goes will go through the roof.
Goodness.
There we go.
What's her name?
Cate Blanchett.
She's married.
She's busy.
Yeah, she's
with someone.
She is married. She's married, Cate Blanchett. Now, MasterChef, have you had a chance to see the new series of MasterChef?
No, I'm a bit up to Bush's bow with the cooking things.
What happened?
Well, it's rating well again.
Oh, yeah.
After a couple of seasons of not doing so well, MasterChef is back in a big way. So Matt Preston, Gary Megan, they're flying high again.
And 10 need it desperately too.
They do. No, it's been doing very well for Channel 10. But it's just odd, isn't it? After the thing's done the rounds for a number of years, seems to have run out of steam, and then lo and behold, it's back in a big way, MasterChef.
Did they rest it last year?
I think it was on last year. Yeah, it was on last year, but it would have felt like it was rested because it just didn't rate very well. But suddenly
was
they've
it up
got
against something big last year.
Oh well, look, My Kitchen Reels have been going and The Block and a variety of different things. So a lot of those renovation shows have done well. But I notice now that Reno Rumble and House Rules. Not doing well at all.
No, I think they might have exhausted their supply out of Channel 9 doing that renovation rumble thing, because I hear it now in the background, and I thought The Block was still on. And I thought, what's that still going? Didn't they have the final? And now it just feels like that same kind of jargon. You know, they get the drill, don't do this, you've got to run and do that. And I kind of have become a bit desensitized to it.
But it seems like it's been on for like every month
that's
of the
what
year.
I mean.
And they're very, I think
is
they're the very...
Block ever going
No, they haven't.
Got a builder in January. But that's the right.
Pops on TV. That's right. They haven't had annual leave in 5 years. Yeah. It's incredible because they've had all sorts of different incarnations of it. But they run to such a formula, I think, that
with those shows, it's all about aggravating the people, mate. I mean, when the people get upset and the friction starts, that's the currency of those programs.
Maybe we need Barnaby and Kyle to do some renovating together.
That'd be fun.
Hey? That'd be good.
Barnaby would be using Kyle as a sledgehammer.
Yeah, Barnaby could give Kyle a makeover or something. That would be good.
Hasn't worked for him.